It's time for So What's Your Problem? With life coach and self-proclaimed know-it-all, Stan Katzer. And always keeping him on the right track, relationship expert Debbie Payne.
Taking your call on everything and anything problematic in your life and relationships. Sit back, relax. It's Friday night. Let's get some perspective and learn how to have a better life.
Now, here's your host, Stan the Man Katzer.
Come on, girl, reach out. So what's your problem? This is the weekly show where we have a team of experts that are here to help you solve, resolve, and gain further insight into your problems. I am Stan Katzer, and I am very excited this evening to introduce two fantastic experts in their field. And I want to begin by first saying hello to our newer guest. And I may say a very handsome, intelligent-looking man, which for this show we always appreciate, Eric Sachs from the Sachs Marketing Group. He founded the group. He is director of the group. I believe the group was founded in the year 2010. His website is sachsmarketinggroup.com, sachsmarketinggroup.com, S-H-S-A-C-H-S, forgive me. And let me say hi to Eric. And Eric, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do and what the acronym SEO stands for, because I have a feeling some of our listeners may not know.
Okay. Excuse me. Well, thanks for the introductions, Stan. I appreciate the invitation to come. Sachs Marketing Group is an online marketing company. So really our focus is getting websites found in search engines, driving traffic to those websites to help grow our clients' businesses. SEO stands for search engine optimization. So it's the process of optimizing the website so that search engines will show the website when people search for relevant search queries.
Fantastic. And if you have a business out there, this is a service you need. I mean, think about it. You're starting a business. You have a business. You've been in business for a while. What do you want to do? Somebody needs to find your services. An attorney. A lawyer. Is a lawyer an attorney? You need a search engine.
Yeah,
you need to go to Google. You need to go to Yahoo.
No one picks up the phone book anymore. So
no, not happening.
Yeah.
And now I'm very excited to have one of my favorite guests back, my buddy, Dr. Robert Shaw. Esteemed, renowned urologist with the Boston Medical Group. He deals with mostly male issues, but let's understand one thing. If a man is having difficulty with performance, we'll say, then that now becomes a female issue as well. And this show is about giving you information. And for all you gentlemen out there and the women that love those gentlemen, we're going to get some great information from Dr. Shaw.
So, Dr. Thanks, Shaw, Stan.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to be here this evening.
Great seeing you.
Let's see what we can do to help people.
And may I embarrass him a drop, Albert Einstein Medical School, and he and I come from a similar neighborhood and the same side of the wrong side of the tracks from the Bronx, only he went to the Bronx High School of Science, and I'm not going to embarrass him like I did last time and say you have to be a genius to go to that school. Let me turn to, and we want to first say we feel a little bit sad this evening. Deb, our normal co-host and producer, has an illness in her family, and we hope that all will be well with her. Our prayers are out with her and for her. And co-hosting and sitting in for Deb, we have the fantastic attorney, Naz Baruti from Baruti Law. And let me turn and say, hi, Naz. How are you?
Hi, Stan. How are you?
Okay, I'm great, and I'm so happy to have you here. You know, I have to say one thing, though. As I look at Naz, I sometimes get intrigued by people's names and the flow of their names.
What do you mean? My name's so common.
No, Naz Baruti is beautiful. Naz Baruti just flows. But my son, for example, was an athlete, and he played sports, get this, guys, with a kid by the name of Buck Doyle. Now, if your name is Buck Doyle, you could, that's it.
You have it made.
Your life is over. You're going to be a great athlete. Hey, Susie, you want a blind date with Buck Doyle? Now, let's say you're choosing up a football team. Hey, do you guys want Stanley Katzer on your team, or do you want Buck Doyle?
I want Buck Doyle. It sounds like a Toyota Ram car.
Exactly. We all want
right?
Buck
we
Doyle.
We all want Buck Doyle.
Absolutely.
And another one, my daughter, who was an actress, went to Northwestern University. She had a great friend called Kat Pilardi. She's
wow.
an actress, and she's doing very well. You know, again, Kat Pilardi. It's like a lock. It's a shoe-in. But anyway, when I think of Naz Baroudi, now think about this. The word beauty, and Doc, you would probably know this as well as anybody. The word beauty probably comes from the Latin, I would guess, maybe beauté or something like that. So I'm thinking that Baroudi, like if you pull up, when you pull up in your Jaguar, Doc, and I see you, I go, wow, that car is a Baroudi. I love it.
Well, I would love if we could change the English language.
I like it. Well, guess what?
Let's
We're starting tonight. Let's do that.
But you know what my last name means?
No.
It means gunpowder. Fiery.
Well, fiery. How about fiery?
Fiery.
Fiery. And
that figures.
Naz Baroudi
is. We're looking at.
Yeah, she's fiery. As you believe.
She's on fire.
She's fiery.
And I'm so excited to be here, Stan, because you know I'm usually hosting Protecting Your Family, and it's the totally different playing
yes.
field. So I'm going to have some fun today.
Naz is a serious host on KBC, Protecting Your Family, and she's great with wills and estate planning. And just one more thing, and back to the Baroudi thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching Miss America pageant.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to my wife, you know, that Miss Indiana is a real Baroudi.
I love it. I love it. It's
all
awesome.
Right, so I think we have to put this in the English language.
I will send in a request to Webster's Dictionary.
Okay. So, Naz Baroudi.
What's going on?
What's going on with you this week? Any problems? Anything you need to talk about?
Where do I start, Stan?
Oh, please.
You know, I'm
still
single.
It's only an hour show.
I'm still single since the last time we met, and you were supposed to hook me up with your son. Whatever happened to that?
Yes.
I'm so mad.
Well, I wouldn't want to hook my son up with anyone. He's a I love the kid. He's a tremendous, I'm going to say, he's a tremendous pain in the ass. I've told you
That's
this
okay.
before.
I can put him in his
but
place.
You, well, yeah.
I'm
you,
a ball buster.
She's a ball buster. Mm-hmm. Gee, just what I want for a daughter-in-law is a ball buster.
I'm unplugging my mic.
Yeah,
and
that's
beating.
It. Yeah, and this is a gentleman that knows about that part of the anatomy.
About ball busting.
Dr. Robert Shaw.
Right.
Well,
so,
yeah.
This weekend,
yes.
I went out. You know, I'm young. I'm
You're
vibrant.
Very attractive.
I want to go out, Absolutely. Have a couple of cocktails. And this guy that's been chasing after me, I would say, uh-huh. for maybe the last 2 years, mm-hmm. and has been professing his love was in town, and this guy keeps saying he wants to marry me.
In town from where?
San Francisco.
Okay.
And I'm not really into him. I'm not really attracted
You're not
to
there.
Him.
You're going,
it's
yeah.
just like, bleh.
Right.
So, but he's a nice guy, like, as a human being. So, I decided to go out, and why did this guy, Stan, decide to invite other girls and
on your date?
It wasn't yeah. a date. It was like a group
oh,
outing.
Yeah, that's the thing now.
But
anyway,
he invited
right.
other girls, and he was ignoring me the whole time.
Oh, great guy.
And I was yeah, this close
you
throwing
were,
a drink
You were
in
out of
face.
There, right.
I pulled him aside, and I said, listen, I don't know what kind of girls you're used to hanging right. around with, but I'm not a girl. I'm a woman. And if you're going to disrespect me like this, I'm out of here.
I like it.
The
like
look
it.
On his face, you should have seen it. He was ghost
like,
white. Why do you think he did that?
He
wanted to get me jealous?
No, I think he didn't know real Baroudi. He brought these other gals along. I don't know. Maybe he wanted to
backup plan?
Make them jealous. But with your generation, isn't it true that a lot of times it's not just one-on-one dates? There's like a group thing that happens?
I mean, people don't even pick up the phone to ask you out. It's through text messages.
Yeah, texting.
You have a relationship great. Through texting.
Texting is crazy.
And don't get me
society.
Started on Tinder.
No, I know Tinder. They match you up. With
I
like
saw your profile, Stan.
Well, oh, yeah, she's lying.
I must be very lucky. I'm summing up on my 52nd year of
right.
marriage.
You're, you're
the
lucky.
Same woman.
You're
Absolutely.
So lucky, Dr. Shaw.
And I don't know if
I hear it. I hear it.
I mean, we don't have a problem with dating. We
no.
date. We're
Absolutely.
All the time.
What about you, Eric? I see your wedding ring on.
Yeah, married, four kids, and
four.
Date to me is date night, you know.
Date night. Staying in, ordering pizza.
I'm trying to get the heck out, actually, away from the kids.
Okay. How old are the kids?
For the most part. So they're, I'm horrible with ages, but they're 20, they're going to kill me, 22, 19, 7 and 6.
You have a 20-year-old?
Oh, I do.
Kind
yeah.
of a diversity. There.
He looks 22. Great for having a 20-year-old.
By the way, when I saw his photo, I said to Dad, that is a fairly young guy. He's probably early, mid-30s. Then I saw the 20-year-old daughter, who's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Who
yeah. She works for me. Yeah.
She works for you.
Yeah.
I said, well,
that's
I think
so
I was,
cool.
Yeah, he looks good.
But
he
you
looks
look
good.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay.
I have a face for radio, I guess.
no.
No, you don't. But anyway, I... This week, I'm very happy. You could tell I'm happy. I'm excited about everything. I love our guests. But I'm upset about something else also. I'm thinking about American idioms and the things that are some of the sayings that are always constant in our society and in our culture. So I'm a little crazed this week in particular with the phrase, take the high road. I'm going to take the high road. Take the high road, Stan. Take the high road. Well, I have learned that sometimes the high road is not really the right road. Well, the high road can be the stupid road. But anyway, the other night, four couples were going to go out to dinner. And you know what? I think what I'm going to do is hold on to this story because I think we're going to be going to a break any
second.
You
got me on the edge of my seat, Stan.
Yeah, you got me on hello, Nas.
Hello? Is it me you're looking for? I can't wait to hear
the
story.
No, this is going to be great.
Okay,
you got
to be a good one.
But everybody think about how many times somebody said to you, I'm taking the high road, or you should take the high road.
You should take the back
Believe
road.
Believe me, after this conversation, you're going to know that taking the high road is not necessarily the right road. We will be back.
This is Talk Radio 790 KBC. You're listening to So What's Your Problem? We'll be right back.
Life can sometimes throw you a curveball, so when the unexpected happens or you find yourself in a sticky situation, there's help. KABC has made it easy for you to find the lawyer you need to take care of your legal needs. Just visit KABC.com, click on the featured lawyers banner, and find a qualified lawyer. From tax and estate planning to criminal law and personal injury and many more, visit KABC.com and click on the featured lawyers banner. Get the law on your side.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 877-752-0193 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-752-0193 to take your call now. Call 877-752-0193. That's 877-752-0193. Again, 877-752-0193.
KABC.com has undergone some remodeling and is now open for business with more local news, timely details on the day's biggest stories, constantly updated news with resources of ABC News, the Associated Press, City News, and of course, KABC Radio News. Check out our video section and download podcasts of your favorite KABC shows right on our homepage. Log on now and see for yourself the remodeled and re-energized KABC.com.
Hello, welcome back to So What's Your Problem? We are sitting here with our team of experts, Dr. Robert Shaw, urologist, and Eric Sachs, SEO expert, and we're going to start phone calls in a minute right after I finish my story about taking the high road. So it was Saturday night. There were four couples, and one of the gals who always is pretty assertive, and her husband is usually pretty passive. I'm using a word with a P. There should be another word with a P.
Uh-oh.
But I don't want to get pulled off the radio. So she says, oh, let's go to that Middle Eastern restaurant. And let me tell you something. The Middle Eastern restaurant is not too terrific. So one of the guys in the group turns to us and goes, oh, let's take the high road and go where Joan wants to go. And I'm saying to my wife, you mean this is like the food poisoning road we're about to take, or this is kind of like we're going to be sick for a week road we're about to take.
I wouldn't take the high road when it comes to my food.
Absolutely.
No way.
What is this high road business?
Well, sometimes the high road is my road.
Okay.
Like, my road is more important than your road.
Right.
And so it's the high road.
But this high road thing is like taking the moral ground, which isn't necessarily really the way to go. So I have a big issue with this high ground thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, maybe Eric could help this Middle Eastern restaurant in promoting their restaurant.
Oh, Eric would. Eric would know how to do it. The other idiom is taking a powder. You guys know the expression?
Like a powder?
It means
going to the bathroom.
Doc, what does
actually,
it mean?
Taking a powder
means,
used to be, I'm going to go to the powder room. Now it is, I'm out of here.
Right. He took a powder. It may be a mob expression, but you go, he took a powder.
I don't like that.
He took a powder means he's gone. But anyway, I'm saying, what does this do to someone who's over here from another country? And everybody knows I have a little bit of Italian in me. So let's say Luigi is visiting Tony in this country, and Luigi wants to get to know the mores of the country and fit in. He wants to get a job, and we're hanging around, and he shows up, and he goes, "Hey, hello, how are you doing? How are you doing? I'm Luigi. I'm looking for my cousin, Tony. A cousin of Tony's supposed to be here. I don't see him." And one of the guys says, "Oh, well, Luigi, he took a powder. Tony took a powder." And Luigi's going, "What's a powder? What do you mean he took a powder? What does that mean? Did he steal a powder? Is he in some kind of trouble? Where is the powder?
Did he put it up his nose?"
Yeah, I was going to say,
Where's the powder?
Is that
I got to find
reference?
Him. Did anybody see him with it a powder? So then, but where does this come from? Where do you think this originated from? He took a powder. I'm thinking that 200-300 years ago, they used to put powder in their wigs.
Oh.
And maybe like Ben Franklin was hanging around with Betsy Ross, and he needed some white powder for his wig. And they go, "Hey, Betsy, how did it go last night on the day with Ben Franklin?" He goes, "He took a powder.
Powder.
Maybe.
He took a powder." And I think that evolved into meaning he split. And the other quick one that drives me crazy is, "I'm going to ball you out." Does everybody know what that expression
is? Never heard it.
Punch you out.
Yeah, it means I'm going to ball you out. Means I'm going to yell at you.
Yeah.
You're going to get balled out.
I'm going to be a ball buster.
Right. So Luigi's on the job. He got a job. And the boss says, "You're screwing up the whole assembly line here, and I got to ball you out." He goes home to his wife and says, "Hey, Maria, I got to wear some older clothes tomorrow." Why? Because the boss is going to ball me out. I think he's going to throw some balls at me. All right, anyway.
Maybe, Stan, you can write a book for people that are coming from different countries.
I tell you, it's torture.
This is a good job opportunity, a new venture for you.
It tortures me, but, you know, think about that high road business. Anyway, Naz, how are we doing with the caller?
I think we got a caller, don't we? All right, I think we got a caller. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Bernard from Beverly Hills.
Hi, Bernard from Beverly Hills.
Hey, Bernard. How are you doing?
What's going on, Bernard?
I'm doing good.
Bernard, what is your problem?
Well, it's not really a problem. I need some information. I recently retired from a successful medical career. I'm in my mid-50s.
Are you single?
No.
Oh, darn.
No.
Okay.
Naz is looking for a retired doctor.
From Beverly Hills.
Anyway.
That is a problem.
Okay, go on.
Yes, Bernard.
I've always liked antiques, and when I first started medicine, I had a small antique business where I'd go back east and bring back a truckload of antiques and then sell them here. So I'm thinking of something, an opening, some type of antique business, which is what I like to do, and I'm just wondering about how to market a small business. Do I just stick with something like Craigslist, or can I get on an internet search engine or something?
Well,
like
this
that?
Sounds like a question for our expert Eric Sachs from SachsMarketingGroup.com. Eric, what do you think you should do?
So, Bernard, do you have a website, or do you just have a
nothing
business?
Yet?
No. Okay. And
so I had a business doing it part-time when I first started in medicine. And I made some money in it. You know, I had a warehouse. I didn't have a store. And I'd sell from the warehouse. Back then, you sold through ads in the local newspaper. So now I know there's Craigslist, and I'm just wondering if how hard it is to get on, like, an internet search.
Eric, do people even read the newspaper anymore?
Google and Yahoo. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, so Craigslist is one, you know, option, certainly. If you are you planning on building a store, an actual brick-and-mortar location, or are you just selling out of your garage?
Well, it won't be a store. It'll be out of a warehouse type deal.
Okay.
And I will sell by appointment, and I may have sales, you know, a couple times a month.
Yeah. So I mean, so to start, you need a website, right? You need a reason for people to be interested in what it is you sell. I would think you'd have a website with some photos. You know, antiques, there's a particular market for, there's a particular buyer, right, a demographic for someone who buys antiques, and my guess is they're going to want to see pictures of it before they, you know, commit to making the drive down to your warehouse to possibly buy, right? So first off, you'd need a website and throw some photos up there, and really, it probably would not be an e-commerce type of a site. E-commerce meaning that they would purchase items on the actual website, like put their credit card in and you would ship it.
Yeah, I would doubt it.
Yeah, they'd come to you. So you're really looking for a website to generate leads, to generate interest. So step one is, you know, create the website, which, you know, we could certainly help you with. And step two is you need to capture people who are looking for antiques. So when someone goes to Google, for example, and they search for, you know, antique sales in your particular area, you want your website to come up, you know, toward the top of page one in the search engines. They find your site, they become interested in a particular item, and they pick up the phone, they give you a call.
And how can Bernard contact you, Eric, if he needs help setting this up?
Sure. So you can either call us. We're in, you said you're on the East Coast, Bernard?
West Coast. He's local.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
So Beverly Hills.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Beverly Hills.
So, yeah, just give us a call. Our local number is 818-889-3232.
819?
No, I'm sorry.
818-889-3232. And is there a website?
There is. It's www.saxmarketinggroup.com. And my last name is S-A-C-H-S.
Not like Saks Fifth Avenue.
You know, it's actually
a cooler Saks.
It's just a different spelling.
Saks is S-A-K-S.
S-A-C-K-S for Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
But there's a financial group. Saks
Group.
No. What is it? Goldman Sachs.
Oh, yes.
Goldman Sachs. Yeah.
S-A-C-H-S.
S-A-C-H-S. Right. Right.
All right, Bernard, thanks for calling
in. Okay, well, good luck.
Bernard,
if I get single, I know who to call.
Oh, yeah, call me.
Bernard, website, call us.
Bernard, what kind of physician were you?
OBGYN.
Oh.
Ah, okay.
Then you know a lot about the female body.
So you may have brought some juvenile delinquents into this world. All right, listen, good luck with the antique business. Seriously, Eric is the guy that will help you. He'll give you consultation and get you going.
Thanks, Bernard.
Bye, Bernard.
Right, thank you, Bernard. Okay, do we have another caller?
I think we do.
Bernard, that's kind of interesting that, you know, from medicine, I guess it's a passion of his, an avocation, the antique business. And
well, we got another call. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Ralph from Long Beach.
Hey, Ralph.
Hey, Ralph.
Ralph, how are you? What's going on, my friend?
Well, I'm not too happy right now. I hired this SEO company, and they told us that we'd be on Google's page one in 90 days. After 90 days, we have nothing going on with our website. I don't even know what they did, if they did anything at all.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a business going over here. And they were local. I went out to meet with the account manager. I went to their office, and their address was a UPS store. They didn't even have an office.
Yeah, that's not uncommon. What was your name, sir? I'm sorry.
Ralph,
this is Eric. Unfortunately, you know, this is a story that I hear all too often. There's a sort of a standard business model in my industry, and it really gives people a bad taste in their mouth, and so we have to try to overcome this oftentimes. And it's a model based on acquisition of clients, basically. It's how do we get clients? So we, do usually outbound sales with a call center, promise the world, you'll be on page one of Google in 90 days. And when they're not, they cancel. And that's okay because there's more people behind them and we just, keep acquiring clients. And those type of firms usually have a lot of complaints online. They usually have a lot of credit card chargebacks. And typically they outsource the work. They're not actually doing the SEO, which is why he doesn't have an office, right? It's outsourcing the work to another country. You know, India is the SEO mecca of the world. And, it's pennies on the dollar. So you can charge a couple $1,000s a month here in the States and send, a couple $100s over to India. And that's just the reality, unfortunately. You want to look for a firm that actually does the work in-house, that doesn't outsource it. And be careful when you hear that 90-day thing because, it's usually not true. And it's usually just based on wanting to get people in the door.
Ralph, these guys are awesome, and you definitely want to use them. So I think you should definitely give them a call. The number, again, is 818-889-3232. And you guys actually have a physical office that people can come in?
We do. You're welcome to come down, Ralph. We're in Westlake, Westlake Village. I don't know. Where did you say?
I think he's from Long Beach, but he can make the drive over.
No problem.
Yeah.
I had to drive over to Duarte to find this UPS office.
Yeah.
So you guys are not working out of your garage?
No, we have an actual office. You're welcome to come in, meet the team. We do everything in-house. We don't outsource anything. Yeah. We don't have any contracts, actually, so it's a month-to-month deal. You can cancel any time. But we actually retain our clients. Our first client ever, a little over 4 years ago, is still with us today, even without a contract. And he's not because we're great guys, but because he's actually getting results. So
let me ask a follow-up question. Ralph, hang on the phone. You may want to listen to this as well. Does it ever happen that you find a credible company, credible SEO company, and all of a sudden, bang, within the 60 or 90 days, first page Google, first page Yahoo. And then somehow after that, it gets lost, and maybe your third page or fourth page. Is that supposed to happen? Can that happen? What is the answer if that to someone's question that may want to know more about?
Yeah, you can anticipate what I'd call, nominal fluctuations in rankings. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's called the Google dance. But not wild fluctuations like that. Usually that points to, in SEO, there's a concept of, it's called black hat. Black hat SEO versus white hat SEO. Black hat refers to doing things that are in violation of Google's quality guidelines, the shortcuts, the cheap, easy ways. White hat is doing things the hard way. Manually doing stuff as opposed to automatically doing stuff. And so with black hat SEO, oftentimes you'll get an immediate spike in rankings, but it's not sustainable. And so that's, if you've seen that, then that's what's going on.
Wow. Yeah. Eric, give us your information one more time.
Sure. It's Sachs Marketing Group. The website is www.sachsmarketinggroup.com. And Sachs is spelled S-A-C-H-S. And the phone number, 818-889-3232.
And Ralph, let me tell you one thing. If someone is on this show and we have invited them and we have gone through their agents to get them on this show, they're credible. They're professional. Otherwise, they are not on.
We wouldn't let them in through the door.
Yeah, they're not on, so what's your problem? Now, let me look over to Robert Shaw a second, who's with Boston Medical Group. And Boston Medical Group does a lot. You do your share of advertising. And I believe can be found on Google and Yahoo as well.
Google, Yahoo, you can actually find them in the main section of the L.A. Times today.
Oh, okay, sure. Because Boston Medical Group, how long have you has the
20 years now.
20 years the business has been around.
20 years and growing and growing.
I think we have a caller for Dr. Robert Shaw.
All righty.
But before we get to the caller, Dr. Robert Shaw, how can people contact you? Do you have a website?
Actually, it's the Boston Medical Group website, and BostonMedicalGroup.com. There is a website which is basically called Erectile Dysfunction. There is a web marketing pay-per-click. There are a lot of ways that people can get to us.
Yes, and after you pick up your gal at the bar and you've had a couple of drinks, you don't want to go to that website in front of her.
No, not
you might
really
want to go to bostonmedicalgroup.com.
Ooh, yes.
But that could be kind of fascinating. Excuse me, I got to go to this website to check something out. Honey, erectiledysfunction.com.
That would be a great story.
Yes, now, what was it?
We have to actually take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, there's going to be a caller for Dr. Robert Shaw. You're listening to So What's Your Problem on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We'll be right back.
California's best rock. It's gotta be 95.5 KOS. For traffic first on the fours, it's
KABC.
Jose, I still can't figure out why you want to be one of them smell good plumbers.
Honestly, Uncle Baba, the better question is, why wouldn't I? They drive new, fully stocked trucks with everything and a toilet, too. They wear fresh, clean, company-supplied uniforms. They have a price book with every job to eliminate guesswork. They don't have to drive far from home to get to the nearest service center. They work for a family-owned business with a family-oriented culture. They know everyone on their team is background checked and drug tested, and they get to help people by unstuffing drains for $99.
Gee, maybe I'll put in an application, too.
I don't think that's a good fit, Uncle Bubba, but they are looking to add to their Smell Good team. So, if anyone of you listening wants to apply like I did, please do.
This is Mike Diamond, and I guarantee my plumber will show up on time and smell good, or your house call is free.
Become a Smell Good plumber today. Apply online or call 1-800-446-MIKE for more information. Contractor license number 399-178.
Earn 3-6% per month on your stock investments or 401k. Tune in to Unconventional Wisdom, the CSE Investment Show, every Saturday at 8 a.m. on KABC.
The midterm elections are almost here.
Again.
And face it, you care about it a lot more than most people. If only you could get election information without all the phony BS and blah, blah, blah. Well, you can. Count on Talk Radio 790 KABC to give you the most honest, cut-through-the-bull, entertaining coverage on the issues and races that matter most to you. Your Common Sense Election Headquarters. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Help! I need somebody. I think a lot of us need somebody. A lot of us out there driving or at home, we need somebody. And that's why we have this show. So what's your problem? We're here to help you with whatever problems you have, your issues. And today we have two specialists. And let's go to a phone call, Naz.
Yeah, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Anaheim.
Hi.
Anaheim. What's your first name, Mr. Caller?
George.
George from Anaheim.
Hi, George.
George, what's going on? How's Anaheim today? Good? What's your problem?
Anaheim's good. My problem is about ED.
All right, we're here for you.
ED? That sounds scary. What is that?
Who's that?
It's erectile dysfunction.
Oh, no.
We're ready for you.
Oh.
We're ready. Go ahead, George.
Here's my issue. Had prostate surgery, and the nerves were not severed, but they were jangled hard. Yeah.
George, this is Dr. Shaw. Your problem is not atypical. It's something that we at Boston Medical Group see very, very often.
Let's elucidate a little more what the issue is.
Go ahead.
The Viagra, et cetera, do not work. What has been effective is the shot, which sounded scary and crazy at first, but, you know, it's not as daunting as it might seem to a lot of people. Anyway, my issue is a specific one with a shot. There is a very fine line and a shifting line between too much and too little, i.e. between priapism, and it doesn't work.
Priapism is a constant state of erection. And Dr. Shaw will tell you after 4 hours that can become very dangerous.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel good either, by the way. show. I've been to some world-renowned people on this, and it's still an issue. Got any thoughts?
Who's prescribing the medication for you, George?
My urologist.
A urologist?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you that our group, Boston Medical Group, has more than a dozen different formulas and literally 100 doses of each formula. Mm-hmm. Basically, we can tailor our medication for you based on the consultation that you get when you see us. We choose the correct formula. The dose can be increased if necessary, decreased, because basically it's your welfare that's our primary concern. We know about priapism. We avoid it like the plague. We'll be able to balance you out. And you should seek someone that has a great deal more experience than perhaps the average urologist does with this form of therapy.
And George, may I just say one quick thing? If you believe you're experiencing priapism after you've made love with your woman, run out to one of the local clubs and save that 3 hours you still have left with that tremendous erection. See, that's a very serious answer from myself. Good. Now, go ahead, George. I'm teasing a little bit.
Yeah. I've tried it, you know, tried different mixes of the Trimix. And it doesn't really seem to make much difference if you change the different components, the percentage of the different components.
George, we haven't, this is Dr. Shaw again, we haven't used Trimix in a long, long time. The formulae have been refined a thousandfold over the past 3 years or 4 years. And because of the number of drugs that we have, the availability of the formulae, the various strengths, I believe that certainly something can be found that would be tailored exactly to your needs without putting you at danger, in danger for priapism. The thing about priapism is, you know, when you have a prolonged erection, it may be the last erection you're ever going to have. And so you need somebody who really is expert at formulating what you need and doing exactly what you need, but not more than that.
Yeah, I hear you.
So it sounds like you may need to seriously look into the formula that you're using for the shot. Could change your life dramatically.
Right, and nobody has really addressed that very much deep and wide. So, all right, so it sounds like maybe that you guys are going to be my next consult.
Dr. Robert Shaw, where can he call you? I know you guys have a website, but is there a number that
Boston Medical Group. It's online. He can get our number. He'll call the call center. They'll make an appointment for him. All he has to do is spell out his difficulty. We know what's going on before he comes in. A complete history is taken from you, George. A physical examination is done. This is not wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. This is not rocket science, it's science. It's actually science.
Well, it is wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, in some cases.
Hopefully it may be after we get him straightened out.
George would be thrilled with that.
And the effective word is straightened out.
All right, good luck, George.
And by the way,
and big caller on the show, I get a discount, right, Dr. Shaw?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
you're
We'll take a dollar off.
Yeah, your private part is discounted right now, so if we could get it back up to normal, you'll be very happy.
All right. Thanks, folks.
Good luck, George.
Hey, thanks for calling in, George.
Hopefully we'll see you soon, George.
You know, I see that this is a problem for, like, men, but what about the women? I would be annoyed
if
that.
Well, Dr. Shaw understands that the women that care about the men are involved in this problem.
Do you see a lot of women making the appointments for them?
Actually, we are very, very happy when a patient's wife, lady friend, or any significant other comes to our facility with the patient. It is very, very important to address the concerns of the patient's partner as well.
Mm-hmm.
A supportive partner is a very important part of what we do.
Do you guys ever see cases where there's no problem medically, but it's all mental? Do you refer them
to
psychiatrists?
Yes, we actually do. Okay. We refer them to clinical psychologists who specialize in human sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
We have several people. We have men. We have women. If a patient is not comfortable speaking to a woman, we can have them speak to a man. If a patient is comfortable with either, sometimes I prefer to send the patient to a woman psychologist.
I have a question for the listeners out there as well, and for some of the younger listeners. Okay, back in the day, and well, maybe I might not impose myself in this question, but I'll ask it hypothetically. Let's say a man is 30 years old and he's single, and you're pretty sure you're going to be intimate with someone for the first time, and a lot of men go through what we call performance anxiety.
Absolutely.
You know, they want to do well. Do you have cases, because I actually can understand that, because think of the confidence it would give a man that suffers from a little bit of performance anxiety, possibly taking a Viagra or a Cialis. Do you get those people?
We have men who have performance anxiety. There's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
The basic problem with performance anxiety is the anxiety provokes the release of the body's own adrenaline. Adrenaline is the enemy of all erections. When you hear an ad for any of the erectile dysfunction oral agents, mm-hmm. and they tell you that if you should experience a prolonged erection, you have to seek medical care immediately, that medical care in the emergency room is the direct injection into the penis of adrenaline to take down that erection,
that's
because otherwise it may be the last
that's
erection.
Dangerous.
When you're making your own adrenaline,
right.
It's the kind of formulas that we have
can
overcome the outpouring of adrenaline.
Now, question. For performance anxiety, you know, I guess somebody could take a tranquilizer, but what doesn't it boost confidence if you've taken, let's say, a Viagra or a Cialis, as I mentioned before, and their confidence gets built up, and ergo, less anxiety and less dropping in their
It's a learning experience.
Yeah.
As you learn that you can perform with whatever drug you're going to take, oral medications, injection therapy,
mm-hmm.
as you learn that, you unlearn the habit, the abnormal habit. You learn a brand new habit.
And your confidence.
That is, I can perform,
right.
and I can perform up to my own and my partner's expectations.
Right. Well, it's great.
But remember, there's a great deal of anxiety that has to be overcome.
Well, absolutely.
There's they should do liquid courage. Just drink it up.
I'm sure they do.
But then there's
that.
Another problem with drinking too much.
Yeah, doctor knows about that.
I had a friend in college.
Quote, yes.
No, I really did. And he got Viagra from Mexico. And he's a young guy. He doesn't need Viagra. He was erect for like 7 hours.
Yeah, that's very
And
dangerous.
He had to go to the hospital.
That's the definition of priapism.
Yeah.
That's when you go to the emergency room. That's when they inject you with adrenaline, otherwise known as epinephrine. And 7 hours is a lot
too
long.
That's a long time.
Eek.
You see, one of the things is that when you hear an ad for these things, for the medications like Viagra and Levitra and Cialis, and they say, should you experience an erection that lasts 4 hours, what the patient hears is, wow, I can have an erection for 4 hours.
Yeah,
so
dangerous.
The dangerous part goes in one ear and out of the other, and that's when people get into trouble.
Yeah.
Like our friend George from Anaheim.
Right.
4 hours, give me that stuff.
Yeah.
That wouldn't
work.
Dr. Shaw, one more time, your website before we go to break.
It's bostonmedicalgroup.com.
Very easy.
All right.
Where you'll find Dr.
All over the net.
Yeah. And he's the L.A. man for Boston Medical Group.
That's great.
And you can request my services. It's not a problem.
All right. So you're listening to So What's Your Problem? This is Talk Radio 790 KBC. We'll be right back.
Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Get news, weather, sports, markets, and traffic first on the fours.
Come on, let's hit the road!
Over here.
Radio 790 KABC.
Life can sometimes throw you a curveball, so when the unexpected happens or you find yourself in a sticky situation, there's help. KABC has made it easy for you to find the lawyer you need to take care of your legal needs. Just visit KABC.com, click on the featured lawyers banner, and find a qualified lawyer. From tax and estate planning to criminal law and personal injury and many more, visit KABC.com and click on the featured lawyers banner. Get the law on your side.
Hi, Mike Mitchell here at Community First Mortgage. During your home purchase or refinance, you have choices. A buddy of the real estate agent, your bank, or those guys on the internet. Call them. Then call us to discover why Community First has been the borrower's best friend since 1986. Local, honest, family-owned, Community First Mortgage. 805-379-1850. Again, that's 805-379-1850.
CommunityFirstMortgage.com, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 355370, BRE 1167027.
The team's quest for back-to-back titles and three Stanley Cup championships in 4 years has begun. And the only place you'll catch every slap shot, every bone-crunching hit, and every goal
in front ground scores
is here.
Hi, this is Nick Nixon
and Darrell Evans. Join us for Kings Hockey this Sunday as the Kings take on the Carolina Hurricanes at 1:30 on your new home for Kings Hockey, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm
Hello, we are bass, back. So what's your problem? I got a smile. I have a smile on my face. Just looking at Nas Baruti. Nas Beauty, she's got us. Her face lights up the whole room.
Oh, Stan.
She's fantastic. And I think we have a caller.
I think we do. I think his name is Stan.
Uh-huh.
Let's get to the caller. Hi, Stan.
Hi. I'm Stan, also Stan. So what's your problem? All right. This is Stan, your host, and I had a problem, and I want to present it. And I'm going to a little bit of a humorous side, but a very serious side. And we'll see what Dr. Shaw has to say. Even Nas and even Eric may want to throw something in there. Okay, it's about 4 years ago, and I never really paid attention to my PSA. I would always get a blood test, and men, women know, you get a blood test, you check the lipids, the glucose, the Chem7, whatever else, and the PSA used to be on the bottom, and I never paid much attention to it. It used to be like a 2.2, 2.8, 3.2, 4.2, but it was rising. I never thought that meant anything because I was always either at or below the normal line. A good friend of mine, a physician, Bernie, said to me, because I always used to show him, what do you think of these panels? You look good, hasn't your PSA been rising? I go, I don't know. I don't look at it. He says, okay, well, you know what? You need to go to a urologist or your urologist and get an exam. I go, yeah, sure. I didn't worry about it at all. I waited like 3 or 4 months, got the appointment with the urologist. Just telling you, my friend told me to come in here. I'm sure I'm fine. He looked at my PSA. He goes, aha. He gave me the exam, rectal. And the first thing I told the doctor was, look, doc, with this rectal exam, if I feel two hands on my shoulders, I'm going to get nervous. But anyway, so it didn't take long after the exam that he felt a lump. I go, okay. So, doc, what's my chances of having prostate cancer? Because a lump is not good with this thing. He says, oh, I'm going to say it's about 50-50. I go, aha. You know, I've been around the block a few times. That's the worst 50-50 I ever heard. So you're kind of telling me I have prostate cancer. He said, I think so, but let's wait for the biopsy. The biopsy's kind of, you got to go, men, you got to get the biopsy, you got to get the exam. It's not a walk, the biopsy is not a walk in the park, but that was probably the hardest thing I did. I went to a pretty well-known doctor named Dr. Wilson for the City of Hope. He had done hundreds of the robotic Da Vinci method.
Thousands, Stan.
Wilson's done thousands now. He was the man. He knew exactly what he was doing. Pre-op, very funny. I had to bring my wife down. He's telling me that, Stan, before we do the surgery, and we had about 2 months before, I need you to be very active sexually. Uh-huh. I turned to my wife. I looked at the doctor. I said, I'm married 25 years. I think I'm going to have to go to Las Vegas. And my wife is a good sport, and she looked at me and said, we'll figure this out somehow. I go, sure, right. So anyway, we went ahead with the surgery overnight, outpatient, easy.
We had a lot of discussion about saving the sex bundle, so to speak, and the robotic is three-dimensional. So with the three-dimensional, and Dr. Shaw is nodding, it makes it a lot easier or a better opportunity to save the sexual bundle. But may I say, when I was rolled into that gigantic cold operating room, and men, if you're going to do this, be wary of this or be aware of this, you see the robot, and it actually has places for the hands that look like gloves, and that's where the surgeon's going to be doing the surgery from. And guess what? You're about 20 feet away from the robot.
Oh, my Lord.
It didn't take me long to figure this out. So I said, excuse me, who's the anesthesiologist? He goes, oh, I am. I go, excuse me, drugs right now. Because I'm looking, is the machine doing this? Is the guy doing it? I don't know. So then he, finally the next morning after, and the other thing that was funny too, they give you a, you know, it kind of, it's like a drip, but you control morphine and Ativan. And I was in some pain afterward, but that did help. But in the morning said everything went great. We found more cancer than we even thought. And then he told me just to, let's have a post-op meeting. And my wife came in. And it was then and there that he told me, here's your post-op instructions. And Dr. Shaw and I spoke about this before the show. He said, I want you to take 100 milligrams a day of Viagra. I've never taken Viagra. I figure this is what you give to an elephant that's having trouble performing at the zoo, meaning sexually. So I started 100 milligrams of Viagra, taking it every, you know, religiously, and I would go into the kid at the pharmacy and renew the Viagra, and the kid started looking at me funny. Like, what is this guy doing with all this Viagra? So finally I pulled him in close. I said, you know, I do some older, more mature sex pornography.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I said, I'm a porn star. My wife comes in here. Do not tell her. She doesn't know about this, and let's keep this under our hats. But we don't have much time, but Dr. Shaw knows exactly what I'm talking about.
And he's a porn star robotically, remember? Yeah, he had robotic surgery.
Oh, man, guys out there, you're going to get this surgery. Don't get scared by the robot. Get scared if your anesthesiologist is not right there ready to roll.
That sounds scary.
Let's go back one second to what Stan said about the protecting a nerve. The nerves that mediate your ability to attain and maintain an erection have to be spared. And so the surgery is called a nerve sparing
surgery. We have 30 seconds,
doctor.
Get it in, please.
And it's not whether the doctor will do it or won't do it. Any competent doctor will elect that form of surgery. But sometimes the anatomy prevents that surgery being done.
Thank you so much, Dr. Shaw.
If you want more information, visit Dr. Robert Shaw's website, bostonmedicalgroup.com. And Eric Sachs, for all your marketing needs and website needs, SachsMarketingGroup.com, 818-889-3232. Stan, this was a lot of fun. Can I come back again?
Naz, you are back, kiddo. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to do our own show just alone.
This was so much fun. That would be amazing.
And I really, Eric, fantastic.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Beautiful. Dr. Shaw, the pro. And you know, I want to tell that George guy, go to Dr. Shaw.
You're not taken.
Let's whistle on out with me, please. Don't worry, be happy.
And you can cut your dose in half now, Stan.
Thank you.
This is Talk Radio 790 KBC. So, what's your problem? Join us again next week.
Don't take it too seriously, folks.